We had a hiccup in the break because, Bob, I almost thought you were joking, but as I looked you in the eye, I realized you weren't. We've already had this discussion.
I will be vindicated here.
Okay. So Bob is looking at his computer, all right? And he looks at me and he goes, "Who's Paul Skeen's girlfriend?" And it takes me a minute to remember who Paul Skeen's was, but then when I did, I'm like, "Wait, you're joking, right? What? No, who is she? Why is she making this video?"
First of all, I'm not talking like that.
What is she? Why is she making this video all about her?
He did say that.
He did. And then I'm looking at him. I go, "You're kidding, right?" And then he goes, oh, yeah. Because Paul Skeens, who no one knows who that is outside of sport, a small fringe of sports people. I mean,
he's the first pick in the draft.
What draft?
This past one.
What draft?
The 2023 MLB draft.
Thank you. The MLB draft.
Is baseball a pretty big deal in America?
No, it's not.
Okay.
The draft is not.
No, the draft is
not.
He was the star of the College World Series.
Bob, nobody. Thank you.
And the first pick in the baseball draft.
Oh, it's World Series.
Okay, but
Bob,
the girl's not Taylor Swift.
Go down your list of your favorite number ones picks in the past 10 years.
Number one.
The last 10 years?
Go ahead. Just give me your favorite. Just rattle them off. Because you could do it in football.
Let's stay on topic here.
I don't think B.J. Surhoff has the last 10 years, so we'll stay on topic. But your point is...
this girl is off the charts more famous than Paul Skeens is. And we're talking about Olivia Dunn.
I don't know who she is.
Olivia Dunn. Livy, as we like to call her in the business.
Okay, and why is she famous?
She's famous because, and guys, I need your help back there.
Yes, yeah, and by the way, the answer "hot" does not hold any water.
Okay.
There are way more hot girls in the world than first picks in the MLB draft.
So go to Instagram. You go to Instagram, Bob.
No, we're not going to judge this on Instagram.
But we do this all the time with the LeBrons of the world and guys like that they have X amount of Instagram followers. Let's see how many Paul Skeens has.
All right,
so go to Olivia Dunn. You go to Olivia Dunn, Dave, because I don't have Instagram.
I'm also a fan.
Happy to.
Oh, I knew you're a fan, Daddy.
Paul Skeens has 261,000 followers.
I'm sorry, Peyton, what was that?
261,000. Thousand followers.
Okay, you have Livy. You have Livy.
Uh huh.
What's she got?
5.1 million.
That is merely a question of horn dogs in the world.
I am right. Do you know how many of those there are?
Every. Yes, but I mean that doesn't. The MLB account has now turned over to Livy Dunn is headed to Pittsburgh. Isn't this a grand, grand day? Yeah, again, she's attractive. We can all agree on that. The question is,
opinion.
What's the story here? That Paul Skeens is making his major league debut, or that his girlfriend is coming to Pittsburgh?
That Livia Dunn. It is like Taylor Swift.
Deal. I refuse to live in the society.
Okay, who's bigger, Bob? Taylor Swift or Travis Kelce? Who do you think?
How many Pro Bowls has she made?
Okay. See? Okay.
Bob's world truly is a thing.
It is. Who's this girl that's showing up Paul Skeens?
No. Taylor Swift has merit, mm-hmm. and it's in the form of very successful music.
Yes.
I contend that being a hot blonde is not a super great skill that's original.
Okay,
and difficult to duplicate. Bob. Like one trip downtown Dallas, you could find 50.
If I told you that she made more NIL money than anyone in the country, does that impress you?
No. There's something to that, but she only made NIL money because she's marketing being a hot blonde.
Well, duh, of course. Big
she's
deal.
She's really good.
But
she's also a fantastic gymnast, Bob.
Yes,
why are you minimizing her abilities?
Okay, now... this is the first time I've heard
that's why Davey follows
that
her.
We
he
are
sports.
We are adding value because
I love hot
of
gymnasts.
Her
yeah.
great ability as a gymnast.
looks like she's got about $6 million in the bank right now. So maybe Paul's got her.
Paul's
like,
got her
bigger signing bonus and all that.
Paul will make $50 million a year.
Yeah.
Not too far from now.
At some point he will. Probably, if he reaches his potential, he will cross her in the fame threshold.
But right now,
but
he's
no, not
even
right
close.
She may have hit her fame
In fact, he might be riding the rocket ship to bigger stardom because he's the one who dates her, right?
Yeah, much like Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce did not ride a rocket ship to stardom because of Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. He was able to get on the rocket ship of stardom because he was Travis Kelce.
I don't think this relationship's going to make it. And you know what? I'm going to be there when it doesn't. And I'm going to play this audio,
George,
for her and be like, just here, press play, sweetheart.
George, this is a variation of like... In fact, it's not even. This isn't even Tony Romo and Jessica Simpson. This is Tony Romo and Hannah from Target.
Guys, can you agree that that Olivia Dunn is a bigger name than
but
Paul
no,
Skeens?
No. That's not the discussion. The whole problem with society right now is we have turned hot into a currency that makes you super famous.
Not just hot.
But if you put
hot
with athletic ability, now you're really
right. And NIL money.
And NIL.
You got
NIL money. Yeah, tell your grandpa about how much NIL money she makes and how relevant that
SEC
makes.
SEC school.
Yeah, at LSU, man. God, she's so hot.
Oh my God. You are 59 years old.
Look at that.
Don't say that.
I'm going to spend the entire break between the end of our show and Puck Drop looking at her Instagram.
And, like, her commercial that she has for her activewear now, which is, I mean, I want to buy it all. Like, she has
I'm
so much.
Start wearing it.
She has so much fun on the beach, like, rolling around, like, this is what I wear, and it's so comfortable, and it can be comfortable for you, too.
Joining us now.
What's she going to do now, though?
I wear a size zero.
Matt, you know who Olivia Dunn is? Of course you do.
Do
you know
See there, Bob?
You know who Paul Skeens is?
Yeah, the first pick in the draft.
Okay, he's a wrong guy to ask. Yeah.
Why? He's the right guy
to
ask.
He knew both. He knew both. So, yeah. Let Mike, our engineer, he's the one to ask.
You know what? It's honestly the
disappointment. Michael, do you know
the disappointment here?
I knew who Olivia Dunn. I know who Olivia.
The disappointment.
But you know who Paul Skeens is?
I did not.
Okay, that's all I need to
the
know.
Disappointment
this is every
is
man
not,
right here.
Is not that you
Michael represents
that you've
man.
Put
yes.
value into hot blondes. The sad part is
hot gymnast.
You're
blondes.
Acting like the first pick in the MLB draft is some dude who plays for his American Legion team back home or something.
Again,
might as well be.
You act like
he throws like 108.
Hey, did you have fun at the MLB draft that the ticket sent us to?
I would have happily gone.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'd love to start.
Like, we
from
all
there.
Could name the last 10 NBA number one picks or close to it. Major League Baseball, we wouldn't know. George, go ahead. You host
I'm
a sports show.
Bob.
Well, we're up against E! News.
Spencer Torkelson.
We'll do this during
Henry
Stern
Davis.
Center.
Yeah.
All right.
Center.
Well, Livy.
Spencer Torkelson.
I hope it works out for you today with your future ex boyfriend, Paul. Dave?
Dude, no, she is.
Paul, what?
She's running the MLB account right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.